My mother couldn't believe she let us do her partner. Little Chloe just led us right to Coco, as if she knew. But I thought it a bit different. She led us there so we could help him. But all we could do was bend over and remove our precious baby from underneath that dirty old workbench and tidy him up a little. His hygiene's been rather off the past few months, ever since the cancer grew within him. And my father finished, and my mother and I couldn't bear another moment. He took a nice little blanket that Coco really enjoyed sleeping upon and swaddled him tenderly. And then into a nice shoebox, sealed it, but put some holes in there for air. And somewhere in the backyard, my little baby now sleeps forever. And I flood my brain with thoughts and images, memories, and so forth from where I found him in a garbage can as a few weeks old kitten out in Virginia. He was just left in that trash with a cigar burn on his hip. And I remember how loving he was immediately afterwards and wondered, how could it be for his only interaction with the human race? Couldn't have been enough to instill any type of confidence in the rest of us. But yeah, he was a kitten, and it's as if he knew I'd take care of him. And I think we gave him 8 happy years. Sure, we brought him into a house of 2 dogs that unfortunately never got past the point of coexistence, which is another difference between him and Chloe, as the orange one is part of the pack, or that's how the dogs see it. How I see it, anyways. It took him a while, though, come out of his shell, which I guess, taking his early days and being transported from state to state, Virginia to North Carolina, all the way back to New York, then being thrust into another unfamiliar household, one with dogs that didn't really want him around. But he acclimated, eventually, and joined the party, so to speak, never really jumping into people's laps, though. Only my father's would do that. They really bonded. He's strong, though. I don't think I've ever seen him cry. But they were very close, and this has to hurt him deep. Coco just wanted to be around us. In the distance. Safe distance. But just knowing we were near, he liked that. As he did most summers. Not this one, though. As he's been sick the whole summer. He'd always jump up into my window and spend all night long in there. Till I had to close them for the night, which now I wish I just kept them open 24 hours a day, despite my bedroom being off the porch.